want to say a couple words first, is that Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus to the temple, according to tradition. And you and I are also called by the Lord to not abandon the gathering together of the elect, as is the habit of some, but to worship God regularly, and especially on the Lord's Day, on Sunday. And so it is our calling as parents to continue the tradition of Mary and Joseph. And it's always best if Mary doesn't come by herself with her children, but with her husband. And the husband doesn't come by himself, but with his wife. That's the best. So we are called to continue the tradition of bringing our children to the Lord, that they may grow up in the church, in the body of Christ, and become a child of Abraham, and a child of the King of Jesus. The second thing I want to say is that if you had been listening to all those beautiful hymns that were sung in Matins and now in the Divine Liturgy, it's amazing how the focus, well, it should be amazing, is on Jesus. His babe comes. He's the one who everyone had been waiting for over 1,000 years, waiting for the Messiah. And Simeon was told by the Holy Spirit that he wasn't going to die until he had seen this child. So he knew that the Messiah was coming within his lifetime. So there are some traditions that say he was over 100 years old, that he was close to 200 years old, because that he was one who was of the 70, who was a part of translating the Old Testament into Greek. And there are traditions that, at least that's said. And in that tradition, it's also said that he was going to translate that one verse, you know, where it says, "A virgin shall conceive and give birth." He was going to translate that as a young woman. And he was told, "No, you're going to see that this isn't just a young woman, it's a virgin." And so he saw it. But anyway, I don't know that we have to believe that he was 200 years old, but we do know that he was told by the Holy Spirit that he wouldn't die until he saw the Messiah. You know? We are not told that we won't die before Christ comes again, but we are told that he's coming. And we, like Simeon, are called to wait with faith, knowing he's going to come, with expectation, with yearning, so that as you come to the end of the Bible, the end of the New Testament, we should be praying, "Maranatha, even come, Lord Jesus." A great part of our faith and our life is earnestly waiting, anxiously waiting for him to come, just like Simeon. And we teach our children that he is our hope, he is our life, he is our resurrection. And having said he is our resurrection, Simeon could die in peace. Why? Just because he saw the Christ? Because that Christ would be his resurrection. You and I, like Simeon, can say, "Lord, now let me go. I can die. I can live in peace. I can die in peace because of the assurance of the resurrection." Jesus, that little Christ child, was the hope of Israel. He is the hope of all of us. Nothing can separate us from God's love because of him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.